iZimbabwe iyahosta isathi ngendlela ephakemeyo. Sinesifiso kakhulu esokuthi isadiki iphumelele njengendlela ezaphumelela ngayo. Okuzaba lithuba sihlanganele labanye abantu abancane abavela kwezinye indawo, sibona amathuba esingahlanganisana khona okwenza imali lokuphumelela. Upresident uyakhuluma nsuku zonke ukuthi izwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi balo, and isifiso sethu ngesokuthi imandla leyo, ifilosofi leyo, upresident ayispread across the whole of SADC, size abantu bakubebotswana labo beyakha ilizwe labo bengabanikazi, abe-South Africa, abe-Zambia, abe-Tanzania. Yisho isifiso sethu, siyibonile njalo siyayibona imisebenzi eyenzakalayo yokulungiselela indawo yethu, i-venue lapho kuzakwenzeka khona i-summit. Imigwaqo silungisiwe, communication networks ziyalungiswa, i-government isithethe over indaba ze-sanitary, indaba ze-environment and indaba eze-health affairs eze-city of Harare. Imigwaqo elungiswayo, lezi zinto ezenzakalayo, ama-networks, indaba infrastructure, lani okulungiswayo endaweni ezijiyejiyeneyo, lingacabangela ukuthi kulungiseka ngenxa yokuthi kule sati kuphela. Izinto kade ivele zilungiswa through i-National Development Revolution eyalethwa uPresident Mnangagwa. So, izinto zonke ezenzakalayo asoze zinyamalale after SADC, ziyasala zikhona, ilizwe lethu lisiba lihle.